his self-sufficiency. Living beings can be classified under three categories: plant, animal, and human. Of the three, the plant is most dependent upon the world for its survival. The animal is less dependent, yet much dependent on the environment. A human being alone is designed to be independent, self-sufficient. A self-realized person enjoys absolute independence. He does not depend on anything in the world. Nothing in the world can in any way affect his absolute state of peace and bliss. A plant needs attention. If you leave a plant unattended, it will perish. Water may be available a few meters away. That will not help the plant. If there is no water at its root, it will die. So also, if it is denied direct sunlight, it cannot help itself to the blazing sunlight just around the corners. A plant is wholly dependent upon the world around. An animal is not totally victimized by the rigors of the external world. It can adapt itself to an extent to different environment and circumstance. If food is not available at its location, the animal finds it elsewhere. If its dwelling place is not suitable, it moves to more conducive environment. Birds and fishes are known to migrate hundreds, thousands of kilometers for that purpose. Nevertheless, all these creatures have a limited capacity to adapt themselves to the changing world. A human being enjoys far greater freedom. He is least dependent upon the stern laws of nature. He can harness nature by artificial devices, conquer space by incredible speed, annihilate time by electronic equipments, replaying past events, consume processed food in place of natural produce, cure disease with medicine, substitute virtually anything for what is found wanting in nature. Humans possess such phenomenal powers, yet you find yourself persecuted by the ever-changing world. The reason for victimization is your unintelligent identification with the body, mind, and intellect. Through your constant attention upon these equipments, you have become one with them. Whatever happens to them happens to you. The outside world constituted of objects, emotions, and thoughts can affect your body, mind, and intellect, but not yourself. The self within is immaculate. It is transcendental. Nothing terrestrial can influence it, affect it. To live up to the status of a human being, you must shift your focus of attention from the body, mind, and intellect to the real self. To the extent you identify with the self, thereby detach yourself from the material equipments, you shall be freed from the persecution of the world. You shall gain your independence. A self-realized person, having merged with the self, becomes totally self-sufficient, enjoys absolute independence, revels in supreme liberation. People everywhere seek liberation in the world. Every human craves for sweet liberty. Some leave their motherland and move to other countries in search of freedom. battles have been fought all along human history in the name of liberty. Freedom fighters, liberty seekers, attain their limited goals in the world. But none has found true freedom through external pursuits. All the successes that people claim fall within the boundary of the world. But the world itself is one large prison. They are limited, restricted to the prison house of the body and its perceptions, mind and its emotions, intellect and its thoughts. In effect, they still remain bound to the world. So the desire to liberate, to free oneself, persists. Such persistent yearning for independence actually emanates from the Supreme Self within. Your real self is boundless, infinite. Hence, you can never find satiation until you realize your original self. Not knowing this truth, the ignoramuses seek freedom in the world. In the past, people believed that the sun revolved around the globe. The truth is to the contrary. The scientists who declared that the earth was round and not flat was done away with. Likewise, spiritual ignoramuses the world over reject, condemn the wise who declare that true freedom lies within oneself, not in the external world. It is no doubt difficult to straightaway attune to the inner self for attaining ultimate liberation. People take to the easy way to find freedom in the external world. Such freedom is of an impermanent nature. You cannot rely on the world wholly for your liberty. Realizing the uncertainty of the changing world, you must gradually shift your reliance to the eternal self rather than the world for peace and bliss. You must attain absolute self-sufficiency. The following episode drives home the need for the shift in focus. A village was submerged in a deluge. A man managed to climb a tree and cling on to one of its branches. A bird was also perched on a neighboring branch. Torrential floods continued to flow below. Both man and bird were resting on the branches. But their statuses were different. The man was totally dependent on the branch. If the branch were to break, he would perish in the waters below. Whereas the bird was not dependent on the branch. Even while sitting there, it relied on its wings, not on the branch. So it is with human life. In the flood of desires, people make use of the world for their pleasure and joy. Few realize that they have become wholly dependent upon the changing world. They suffer from mental tension, stress, and strain. And when the world breaks down, they perish. Like the man hugging on to the branch. But a person endowed with self-knowledge is free from tension, like the bird with wings. Though he makes good use of the world, he never relies on it. He remains ever attuned to the supreme bliss of his own self, remains wholly self-sufficient.